Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now. Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd love to feel how warm I can make you all over.
Oh, that's all we got last night from Chris Hansen. He doesn't do any talking anymore. They have another guy read the transcript.
That's not fun.
Oh, here we go.
The couple of guys who are clueless about what it is to be gay in America.
That's us.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Find that CD, boy? I thought you made a separate CD.
That was just a list. We had, the music we had were the songs that sounded alike.
Okay, never mind.
What are we talking about?
It doesn't really matter. We'll just change the topic.
We're talking about fun.
Right, and remember, you can't spell fun
without F-U.
I thought you put all of those on a disc. I thought there was a disc that had all of the... There's a list that I've been carrying around forever of albums that are now considered to be vintage.
And we never had a CD for
all
that.
Albums are vintage now, aren't they? Is there anything from KFED on there?
What is the CD that we have songs from? Is that whole Avril Lavigne thing?
Well, it was inspired by that, but pop songs or top 40 songs that sound alike when played back to back.
Never mind.
Some of them are vintage.
I always had a wonderful idea for a name of an album for Avril Lavigne. And she'd have to record it overseas. You would simply call it Avril in Paris. Thank you. I'm here all week.
That's nice.
Thank you. Tomorrow
there's only
be...
one more day to this week, Mike.
Tomorrow would be Friday. Ah, yes, siree. Ah, your boy
is tired.
Your boy is a little punchy.
All right, never mind about that.
Okay.
Let's do talk about the Chris Hansen show last night.
All right.
Really good one.
And we're not applauding the Predators. We're applauding Chris Hansen.
Right. The fact that they catch them. As it turns out, it was ONA that got mentioned. That was the radio show that the one of the pervs was listening to.
Okay.
So, good for them.
Yeah, very good for them.
I know, we'd be thrilled if the guy said, hey, I heard you on Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
They did mention...
That surprises me.
What?
No, go ahead.
That it wasn't us.
Advertisers, who are you reaching when you advertise on WJFK?
Hey, listen, dudes, I know that everybody's
it's a little joke.
That's all just a joke.
I'm telling you, I would have... I
know you would have.
I could have turned off the TV with my penis across the room if the guy would have said our names, for
because
God's sakes.
Because your name's on a network TV show.
I just say there are positives and negatives to everything.
That's true. I was just, you know, when I read that report that said he mentioned he had been on heard him on a radio show, I thought, well...
Sure.
A boy can dream, can he?
Of course.
Sure.
No problem.
Hixie.
So anyway, NBC is getting sued by a family. They caught this perv on one of their To Catch a Predator things, and the guy killed himself.
Right.
So
that was actually on TV, too, when they heard the gunshot.
Yes, we do. That's what I was setting up there, because we don't have the other thing.
What, the list?
Music.
The songs.
The music.
Sound
like
the songs.
I
don't know which disc is which right now. I don't know what's in there, really.
In that same investigation, there was an assistant district attorney in a neighboring county who committed suicide as police were attempting to arrest him for solicitation of a decoy. I think he believed was a 13-year-old boy.
That's it.
Word comes this morning that the sister of that assistant district attorney is planning to sue NBC. What can you tell me about that?
Well, that's correct. And
for
NBC,
wrongful death, is that right?
For wrongful death, exactly. NBC has said this, that no actual lawsuit has been filed on behalf of Mr. Conrad's estate. If a suit is filed, NBC will defend itself vigorously, as we believe the claims are completely without merit.
All right, Chris, thank you very much.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You know, tip of the cap, though, to NBC. Got to give them their props.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
For going ahead and, talking about that on there. That's very rare on the network.
So did you see this thing last night?
No.
The show.
The beach show where they were actually grabbing these guys on the beach.
If you watched it and just muted it and didn't know that you were watching To Catch a Predator, you would think that it was a laid-back interview show, because Chris Hansen would come out, the perv would be in one beach chair, pointed towards the ocean, and the fake little girl would be in the other chair.
You know, to give more props to Chris Hansen than we've already given, and we've given him a lot of credit, he has a style about him which is completely disarming. He, you know, I think other guys would do it differently and wouldn't get the same result. Right. He kind of just waltzes you, out there.
You are absolutely right, because the body language...
He's not threatening when he comes
The body out. Language of the first guy never changes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He still is sitting in the chair relaxed. One of my many phone calls to Rob last night about TV after that Tammy Faye sighting was that I said, are you watching the Chris Hansen show? And he said, I'm not quite caught up and I'm TiVoing. I said, if you look at it, it looks like two old friends sitting on the beach.
Right.
If you didn't know that he was talking to a perv.
Because he has that way about him where he's so understated and he's so subtle about it.
It is such a great show.
But his words, you know, are carrying the daggers.
He just shows up in his hard shoes on the beach.
Hi, enjoying your beach
day? His big, gigantic Terminator sunglasses.
And he is so great about staying in control because they'll have a million questions.
Right.
And he'll always say, I'll get to that.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So here's a little bit of the first guy.
This is 44-year-old Gregory Stewart, screen name Who's Your Daddy, NJ. He's a credit and collections consultant who drove an hour and a half to get here. He thinks Casey is the 13-year-old he's been chatting with online, the girl whose virginity he planned on taking.
Once we're naked in bed, we can do all kind of stuff.
See, this is where we're getting gypped now.
Yeah, it's not Chris Hansen anymore. Hey, he's a smart guy.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
It's someone else doing the transcript of what was said online.
And, you know, it is a television program, and the budget has increased.
Yeah. Now it was time for this consultant to meet someone closer to his own age.
Here we go.
What kind of consulting is going on today?
That's his open.
Wow,
that's his
there
open.
There he is.
And he comes up with his little beach outfit on.
Yeah, he's ready.
He's got his little pack of papers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his pen.
Because he's got his evidence. He's got all the the transcripts, of the communications.
Yeah, he's got a clipboard that has all of the transcripts highlighted where he says, like, well, didn't you say that you wanted to lick peanut butter?
Because that's the way he catches them in the lie. You know, he's, well, no, in fact, aren't you so-and-so? You said this.
Nothing, huh?
It appears Who's Your Daddy, NJ, is not familiar with our To Catch a Predator broadcast and thinks I'm with law enforcement.
Please don't arrest me, please. I swear to God, please.
I mean, these are your words.
I know. I'm so embarrassed. Please, I'm really a good guy. Please, I swear I will never do this again.
Sounds like Matt.
What's a good guy doing here trying to...
Like Matt DiPolo.
It does sound like Matt. Strangely. But he's here.
Have a sexual liaison with a 13-year-old girl.
I don't know, sir. Please.
I'd love to feel how warm I can make you all over.
My gosh. Wow. I mean, here's more. Here's a different guy.
Sit down. I made some brownies.
The brownies have...
Oh, is this the guy that shows up with the weed? Okay, either way, a lot of this happens with the girl. Some of it's at the beach, some of it's inside the beach house, depending on the time of day and where the predator wants to go.
Highly entertaining way to provide a public service.
Sit down, I made some brownies.
The brownies have been sitting out for more than a day. We didn't realize it, but by now, they've turned rock hard.
Ooh. And that's not all.
Yeah, right. If you were writing it.
So did you, you bring the weed?
Imagine they hired us to punch it up a little bit. Hey, the ratings are dipping for The Catch a Predator. Don and Mike, will you perhaps throw a few lines? The brownies have turned rock hard.
Hey, we need you guys to punch this up for us.
Mm-hmm. So,
take a drive somewhere?
I figured we could hang out here for a little bit first and then maybe go take a drive if you want.
Hold on. I like hearing him eat the brownies.
Crunching.
It sounds seriously like he's eating gravel.
I'm just going to go get something to drink, and then if you want to get everything out and ready, okay?
As the decoy walks away, I walk in.
Here we go.
It seemed like you had a little trouble. Why don't you have a seat right there?
Sure.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
He takes off, and as you'll see when the cops grab him, they have a hard time getting him to the ground.
Get down, please!
Wow. Those are always great scenes.
Wow.
I liked the inside ones better because there's a little less, confusion with the outside.
Yeah, the outside, it is more confusing, I think it's more confusing for the perps as well.
Yes, it is. They're not really sure until the very end.
They don't know what's going on.
I'd love to feel how warm I can make you all over.
I cannot wait until next week. Did you see the Asian guy that passes out and falls into the bar?
Yeah.
I'm not a detective.
Wow. But I play one on TV.
Nobody's going to hurt you.
And incidentally, when he says he's not a detective, I think he's selling himself short.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Really, Chris?
Because you got a nice ass.
Now you're playing them out totally out of context.
No, I'm not. What was that, Chris?
Because you got a nice ass.
Okay. Really, I think one's going to be added to the repertoire.
Speaking of the microphone, Chris.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
All right, now go in the back of the room.
Because you got a nice ass.
Okay.
Too much noise.
I got you.
Wow.
What a great show that is.
You know, and they keep doing it. It's terrifying that they have to, that they're not running out of material for that show.
They were showing up two at a time.
Yeah. They even had one guy, the guy that worked at the health club, the guy that was a workout, a celebrity, he most resembled Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Big, huge brother. And this guy was so cool, for lack of a better word. He was sitting there going, so, can I find out when I'm going to be on TV?
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, seriously.
Fearless.
The best thing about him is his name online was Super Genius.
And he misspelled genius.
Terrific.
Nobody's going to hurt you.
That's right, Chris.
I'm not going to hurt you.
But what about my butt?
Because you got a nice ass.
Stop it, please.
That show, you know, and the one thing Rob mentioned, when they show up two at a time on the street, that's when it's unbelievably terrifying.
And also,
I mean,
last,
at least this many guys are out there.
Yeah, last night they had, at one point, they had one guy that was out back, one guy that was pulling up, and they've gotten so sophisticated now. When they get a guy who drives by, and you would think that the guy would be able to get away if he just drives by the house.
Mm-hmm.
But when the guy went by the house and saw there was something happening, he started to split. Cops take off after him.
Yeah, right.
And all he did was just drive by the house.
Right.
I think it has to do with the state law. Because remember, they had some trouble with Texas with driveways.
Yeah, with the guy that hadn't actually done anything.
But New Jersey, if they just drive by, they've got it. And did you see the computer mock-up of how the cameras cover the neighborhood?
There were like 12 cameras outside, 6 cameras inside.
I didn't know that.
4 out back.
It's amazing.
Incredible. It's like the Big Brother house.
Yeah,
I expected the Chenbot to come out.
Chenbot.
Oh, Julie Chenbot.
I wonder if Chris Hansen can get involved in dogfighting a little bit.
That'd be good.
That would be helpful. Send him out on that.
Hey, Chris, look at my dog's butt. Chris? Chris? Look at it.
Because you got a nice ass.
Stop that, please. Oh, I know what time it is. It's time.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It's time for the news. Buzz, you don't have anything about Simon Cowell in your news, do you?
Actually, I do not.
Mike, see if you can guess what Simon Cowell bought his hot-as-balls girlfriend for their, not anniversary, but close as you can get when you're not married and you're just dating.
Simon Cowell.
Keep in mind, she's British. That's my only clue. She's British.
Back from the States, a tube of fluoride toothpaste.
You are so close.
I am? I was just BSing.
A toothbrush.
Really? Isn't that, you mean an electric one?
Yes.
Look what I've got for you. I've got a lovely toothbrush.
Butter, wonderful.
Shut up. I'm talking. Shut up.
And, Buzz, I have one more question for you. I read this in The Star.
Okay.
About Lindsay Lohan, about when she was in rehab.
Oh, yes.
That she was getting off with whippets.
Whippets and something else. What was the other thing?
Whippets,
do you remember?
And, like a contact or NyQuil.
Something like that, yeah.
What
cough
is
syrup. That's
what is a whippet?
It's a little metal canister that goes inside a larger metal canister, and it creates pressure with nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas, usually used by bakeries to make whipped cream. The pressure from the gas, the nitrous oxide, makes the whipped cream. But
you walked right into it.
A lot of people empty these little canisters into big balloons and inhale it so they can enjoy the laughing gas.
I wonder if anyone would ever have a party where they would actually go to a baking supply house, and this would have to be, I'm talking about way back like in 1983.
Probably the 80s.
Can you imagine anyone that would go to a bakery supply house and would buy a box full of these little canisters and then have a party and invite people to come over and do these whippets?
Wait, not these days, but back then, back in the 80s, sure. Mid-80s, absolutely.
And she'll tell you, back when it was safe. You'll still you dig your heels in on that one.
That's
no one was ever in any real danger.
That's right. Never at any time was anyone endangered.
That's the only reason I even know what a whippet is.
Yeah. Whippet.
Because I was at a party once at Buzz's house.
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody, Devo on CBS FM. I was at a party at Buzz's house a long time ago, way back in the early 80s.
Mid-80s, yeah.
And
early.
He did come in.
Right.
He had been to a bakery store
right.
and had a big box. It almost looked like the type of box that you would store Christmas decorations in.
And it was kind of a baking theme party because everybody would enjoy the whippets and then make their own frosting.
Oh.
Very, very exciting. I heard that Lindsay Lohan was actually trying to get around the alcohol restrictions that she's got by trying to score some ecstasy at clubs.
Yes, that too. That's
reports she's
that
all
as
about.
Well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. At Buzz's party, he told you it wasn't too late. It's not too late. Do whip it.
Whip it good.
The heaving, well-implanted breasts caught my eye immediately.
And Lindsay Lohan, you know, I've fallen into the trap of staying with Perry Home Companion.
Perry Home Companion, right.
Because it's on HBO all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's a little mousy, bespectacled girl in
She
that
comes
movie.
Out to sing her little song, and I don't know if she wants to make me vomit more or Garrison Keillor does, but really.
I think she's a sweetheart, and I understand that every time you go to rehab, God gives you a new freckle.
I wish someone would just turn her upside down, shake her, and show me what comes out. Because I really can't figure out what it is that Lindsay Lohan is bringing all of us.
Well, I will tell you this, that you know, we were railing against those horrible websites with all the celebrity sightings, but she goes in between looking Trey Skanky, and then you will see a shot of her in a bikini where she is actually looking pretty hot.
Amazing, yeah.
No, you know what? I've not seen her look hot since Freaky Friday.
Wow, that is a long time
She
ago.
Wasn't hot in the Love Bug.
You know, Hansen. I think perhaps I'm focusing on two things that I shouldn't be focusing on. I'm really not looking at the whole package.
But even
her beautiful eyes.
Uh-huh. They're inconsistent.
Yeah, they're a little, well, because of her weight.
You know why?
Her weight fluctuations.
Her last name might as well be Stetzel.
Oh.
I enjoyed the other day seeing a picture of her, and I enjoyed looking at her whippets.
Did I get that name right?
You sure did, Don. Stetzel. Huh. Dead on.
We used to work with a lady, seriously. Lefty was about 3 feet higher than righty.
Well, you think Lindsay Lohan's got that situation?
Absolutely. Right. I believe it is it depends which way you're looking. You know, my left, your right.
I'm going to look at her whippets a little closer.
One of them is bigger than the others.
Really?
Not too late.
Not uncommon.
It's not too late to whip it good.
Who would you do if it was a skank? Who would you do?
And like, how old is Lindsay? Is she now? She's 21.
21.
Now.
It would be like, for me, it would be like maybe Tara Reid.
Oh, Tara Reid's horrible. Tara Reid's heinous, hideous, horrible. Hmm. They had a shot of her on the beach, and something happened to her tummy.
She's only got, like, the worst boob job in history.
And something was done to her stomach because they showed her stomach. She's never had a kid, has she?
No.
They had a. She's throwing a football, and you see down there that something's very wrong with her abdominal area.
Her stomach looks like Edward James Olmos's face.
Maybe she had nasty.
Well, then give me a skank that we could throw up against Lindsay
like
Lohan.
Like, who would you do?
Yeah.
How about Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Oh, please, Paris Hilton. She's so much cleaner.
So to speak. Didn't she have like the Zovirax in prison or something?
Yeah, but
like
I
that?
Believe she's got herpes, but she washes though.
Yeah.
Don't you think Paris Hilton is?
Yeah,
I'm talking.
But if you give me a choice between herpes and washing and somebody that's disease free and maybe a little skanky, I might go with the skanky.
What if it's just a handy? You can't get herpes from a handy.
Okay, between Paris and Lindsay,
of course,
it would have to be Paris.
Paris, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think
Paris still has that kind of fashion model look.
I bet Lindsay has got some creepy crawlies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she keeps bad company.
I'll let you know,
Lindsay.
What about Nicole Richie?
Oh, forget it. Forget
she's
it.
She's so hot now that she's pregnant.
Yeah,
Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton ahead of her.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do Nicole Richie with your D.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Richie or Frankie Muniz?
They have him. He's troubled, you know.
Oh, I've seen
really?
Him tattooed.
Yeah,
now.
He's tattooed and troubled.
Oh, is Malcolm not in the middle anymore? What's
he
happened
He is not
to him?
In the middle. He's going off the deep end. That's what they say, but who knows? It's Hollywood gossip.
Right. Okay, how about this? I think I got one
All
for
right.
you. How about Lindsay Lohan or the uglier of the Olsen twins?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
Yeah, I agree. Sure.
Lindsay Lohan.
I'm not a fan of either one of the Olsons.
Yeah, not even the hot Olsen.
They got the skunk eyes, don't they, the Olsen girls?
How about Lindsay Lohan or Rebecca O'Connell? Because Rebecca Romaine Stamos married Jerry O'Connell. Noted Hollywood ass Jerry O'Connell.
And what was I watching on? Was it on VH1 where they had Blackie Parrish?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that John Stamos has some serious video out now where he's pining for what's her name that left him for Jerry?
Rebecca Romaine.
And here's what makes me sick about it. It's a brand new video.
Right.
And it's like a bad, cheesy Richard Marx song.
Okay.
And it's him walking around a room full of candles without a shirt on.
Nice.
Trying to sing. And what makes it so disgusting is the remaining members of the Beach Boys, uh-huh. who he's friends with.
Right.
there in the video.
Oh, with that. Looking like, you, kind of like, all looking like Christopher Walken.
I hate that.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
And isn't Jerry O'Connell, didn't he play Lardass
yes.
in Stand By Me?
Yes, yes. He's the one that has the fantasy about the blueberry pie.
Right. And he's also in Sliders.
That's right.
That when he's a famous child actor. Jerry, I got one more for you. Lindsay Lohan or Pamela Anderson?
Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got that commercial that's running all the time where she's in the Baywatch outfit.
You know that that is so digitally remastered. Digitized.
I don't know what it is about her. I know she's a skank, and I know she's been with, you know,
she's
old
still
hepatitis
look,
boy.
She still looked good in Borat.
Looks like baby vomit. Yes.
You know, when you really pull back that Hollywood
looks
hair,
like baby vomit.
There's a lot of baby vomit out there.
Yes,
there really, really is.
Mm-hmm. Cover her in baby vomit.
But hey, you know what? In the top of the list that's getting all the Hollywood hype now is the one that's in that new Kevin James movie, the girl that said Jessica Biel.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Jessica Biel, who I think is hot as balls.
Okay, here's a great who would you do. Right. I saw Jessica Biel all over TV yesterday, mm-hmm. like without a lot of makeup on.
Oh, really? I did not.
Yeah.
Really?
Here's a who would you do.
Okay.
Jessica Biel or Jessica Alba? I'm a Jessica Alba man.
Jessica Alba. I think Jessica Alba is the top of a lot of guys.
And don't be fooled by Jessica Biel in that ad for that awful Kevin James movie mm-hmm. where she says to Adam Sandler, they're real, go ahead and touch them.
See, I am fooled by that movie. I've been motivated by that.
It worked. But no, Jessica Alba, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, how about this one?
All right.
Jessica Alba or Jessica Tandy?
Oh, Tandy. No question.
Tandy is
Bring
Tandy.
Me the shovel.
Jessica Tandy or Tammy Faye Mesner?
I like the way you use the real last name. Jessica, can I have
they
a double?
They both look the same.
Can I have a double?
This time.
They're going to be playing cards pretty soon. That's terrible. Look what you've made me do now.
Look
what
you
have
made
me do.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, everybody, Tammy Faye tonight on Larry King.
Right. I'm not even TiVoing it.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, I won't. I won't be home.
Yes, you will.
No,
now,
no.
For the Tandy Mesner thing, that, again, just a handy?
Stop.
Because
it.
If one of them has Parkinson's.
Oh, stop.
Oh, now I'm laughing.
Yeah. Wow.
Now I'm having some fun.
Oh, my.
All right, let's end that.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You got it, right, Curly?
I got it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer. I do not dare deny the basic beast inside. Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero second stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!